Jack Stacy Show.
I present
Jill Bucko with the three big things you don't need to know.
Brought to you by Victory Casino Cruises.
Number one.
This should make you feel old. The Sandlot is 25 years old.
Wow. Ooh. I love that movie. One of my favorite movies of all time.
That's a great movie. To commemorate the occasion, you can go to select movie theaters, get tickets to go actually see the movie Sunday, July 22nd at 1 and 4 and Tuesday, July 24th at 2 and 7. I'll try to put the link up on our Facebook page if you want to order tickets.
What kid did not have something like James Earl Jones in this movie is the one who owns the Sandlot net across, and they have the mean dog and everything, and they lose balls there and everything. But we all had a neighbor back where I came from, at least in Flushing, New York, that we were afraid of.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
It's always some old dude. And then when you really, finally, like, just before you're moving out, you get to meet him, he turns out he's a really nice guy.
Right. Yeah,
ruins the whole mystery and intrigue.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, man, he was such a nice guy. Like,
I thought he was trying to kill me.
Yeah, it's what, like, the one creepy house and nobody wants to go buy it.
Yeah, yeah. James Earl Jones.
Love it.
Number two.
So this is interesting. ABC is bringing back Lost. Well, kind of. They're doing it in a reality show type of way. It looks like it's going to be a cross between Survivor and Lost. It's called Castaway.
Ah, you got to be kidding me.
And it's going to be a reality show. Here's how it works.
Wilson!
Wilson! Wilson!
What?
I don't think Tom Hanks is in it, though.
Oh.
There are 12 contestants. They're going to be dropped alone on a string of islands in Indonesia. They have to survive on, you know, all the different things that they wash up on the shore. You'll get luggage, you'll get resources, abandoned structures that you have to live in as if you survived some sort of disaster, just like the TV show Lost.
Well, that's easy. If you're dropping me supplies and give me an abandoned structure, that's half your work right there.
Here's the thing. They're not going to know at first that they're going to think that they're the only ones playing.
What do you mean they're going to think they're the only ones playing?
They're going to think it's a show about one person that's living on an island like Tom Hanks in Castaway. But there's really going to be 12 different players. But
so they're going to see somebody else and be like, yo!
Right.
Yeah. Like, don't talk to me. I'm on a game show.
Sorry, Wilson.
Yeah, well, it's also...
What if they start doing stuff like, you know, like what's his name did and start doing dental surgery on their mouth and everything?
Ooh. Oh, no.
Looking really ugly.
The only way off the island is that you have to, there's like going to be an unknown end date, but you're not going to know if the others have quit yet. So you either have to quit or make it past everybody else. But like everyone else could have dropped out and then they don't tell you that and you keep going for another month like a dum-dum.
This is so they do this whole scripted thing.
Whatever, it's a reality show. It's real.
It's not a real now.
Number three.
So this, I love Cher, and I love James Corden, and she was on the show the other day playing the game Spill Your Guts. Now, if you don't know what that is, it is a game where they ask each other intrusive questions, and if you don't want to answer the question, you have to eat something disgusting. Originally, Cher asked James who was the drunkest person at the royal wedding, because you know he was there, and he kind of stops for a bit. He's like, I know exactly who it was, but I don't know what kind of repercussions I'm going to get for saying this. My guess is it's the queen.
Well, of course it's the queen.
You know it.
And so then he had to eat a 1,000-year-old egg, which is those dark purple nasty eggs. So then he asks Cher this question.
Okay, Cher. You've said Tom Cruise is one of your top five favorite lovers. Who are the other four?
Giddy. He's so excited, like he can't wait to hear the answer. So she sits there for a second and then she proceeds to eat some dried crickets because she doesn't want to answer. However,
dried crickets, I see, but 1,000-year-old egg, shouldn't that be in a museum? They're just letting James Corden eat this for a game show?
It's like a hard-boiled egg and it's all purple.
Oh.
It's nasty. The rumor has it that some of the other people were Val Kilmer, Eric Clapton, and Gene Simmons.
Eric Clapton?
Yeah,
that's strange.
Got those guitar fingers.
Now, who are these people that rumors has it? What does that mean?
Rumor has it the other four of her top favorites.
Yeah, no, but who did the rumor?
You know what, Rick? It doesn't matter.
Why do they have it?
Just like with the new game show, the new reality show, it just doesn't matter, huh?
It doesn't matter.
These things are important to me.
No. Whatever sounds salacious.
She said she regrets turning down advances from Elvis and Marlon Brando, which is kind of
Marlon
funny.
Brando?
Sham, I need you to come over here.
When Marlon Brando was young, although I did hear that he played for the other team, when he was young, he was hot because he was thin. This is before he got older and fatter.
He was just one of those guys just, yeah, well, whatever works, huh?
He was like James Dean hot, Marlon Brando.
Really?
Yeah, super hot. But you have audio of when Cher and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, we have exclusive audio. Nobody else has this, I guess, at that point. Tom Cruise was a big high-tech fan even back then when he was doing the first, and he had a body cam on. Here, listen.
Oh, yeah, this is so hot. You complete me.
Oh, babe. I got you, babe.
Yeah, You got me. Help me. Help you get turned on. Help me. Help you get turned on.
Yeah. Oh, babe. I'm so turned on, babe. I'm turned on, all right. And afterwards, maybe we can get cleaned up. Do you believe in showers after love?
Sure. Show me the shower. Show me the shower.
Woo!
And like I said before, I've definitely done this hundreds of times before with countless women because I like doing the lovemaking on women.
Stacy!